So, Lord, we just thank you for your presence. Lord, we are here to glorify the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just lift up your name and we say thank you, Jesus, for everything that you have done. Happy birthday, Lord, for you are an amazing God. You are alive, Lord. You are alive in us. And, Lord, we just lift your name on high. We thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing in this church. We thank you for what you're doing in this area. We thank you, Lord, that you gave up your life for everybody and you will leave the 99 to go and find the one. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us every day. We thank you that you're with us through the valley. Mm. We thank you that you're with us when we cannot see you. We thank you that you're with us in the darkness. Mm. We thank you, Lord, that your light abolishes the darkness, that you are victorious. Mm. And Lord, we just praise your name this morning. We come before you with open arms, Lord. We'll be singing hymns to you, Lord, just to give you glory and say thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done for us, Lord. We just praise your name. Amen. Amen. So, we're going to start again. So I'm going to ask you a question. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Everybody's quiet. It seems like such a simple answer, doesn't it? Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. Absolutely, he is. But we're going to look this morning at exactly why it is so important to celebrate at Christmas. And to do that, we have to go back in time. So we're going to go back to when God first made man in his image. Now, remember, God made Adam in his image and then made Eve from a rib of Adam. So both male and female are created in the image of God. He created us to have a relationship with him and to be blessed. He even prepared a paradise for us to live in. But there was opposition. Satan, a fallen angel, was jealous. He'd already been cast out of heaven, and he saw how much God loved his creation, his children. And there's so many verses throughout the Bible that calls God our Father and us his children. But Satan began to lie to the children of God. It all started with an undertone. It's not directly said. It was insinuating, putting doubts in people's minds. Did he really say, don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Surely not. If he loves you, he would give you everything. You can do anything you want. And Adam and Eve were naive. They listened. And they invited sin in. And paradise was lost. The relationship between God and man was put on hold. It wasn't lost, it was put on hold. Because man cannot come full of sin and be before God. We have to have a sin offering. So time passed. And because of that sin, God the Holy Father couldn't look on the man the same way. He couldn't look on the sin. So he asked for a sin offering to try to cover that sin and bring us back into his presence, back into that relationship that was lost. But time and time again, humanity messed up. We all fall short of the glory of God. Oh, how our God must have grieved. Oh, how he must have grieved. He put so much into man. He gave Eve to Adam to make his life perfect. And it was lost. So he made a way. He made a way back to him. A way to be reconciled. Sin no longer to cover us. No longer to be between us and God. It would be washed away forever. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son Jesus, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life and reconciliation with God the Father. On that first Christmas day, 2,000 years ago, God's only son, Jesus, was born in the flesh, a baby, in a manger, in Bethlehem. Simple, in a stable, not in a posh hotel or a posh place, but in a stable. Born for a reason, to save the world from sin. To make a way back to God, that we could be reconciled with God the Father. He would be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. It's a title that tells us God's divine presence is with us on earth through Jesus. His name was given Jesus or Yeshua, meaning God saves. This name reflecting the mission he came to complete. So proof of what God was doing, proof of God's unending love for his children. Christmas is a time to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It's his birthday and it deserves a time of celebration. Now I'm going to bring something else into the room here because yes, it may not be the exact date. We know that specific date in the UK came from a different sort of festival. But as people began to accept the Lord Jesus as their saviour, they wanted to celebrate the birth of Jesus, their saviour, not a pagan festival. So the festival, the old festival, was replaced with a holy chosen day, Christmas Day, the birth of Jesus Christ, the saviour of the world. It doesn't matter the exact date. It was a chosen date that we have to honour Christ our Lord. That date that Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, we know his age when he died. We know through historical records when he was crucified. We know when God walked on this earth in the flesh. Even time held its breath and restarted. Time itself restarted because it was made anew. Our lives with God was made anew through Jesus Christ. BC, before Christ. AD, Anno Domini, meaning in the year of our Lord. And I notice again, Satan's trying to come in and change those things and make it BCE, which means before the common era. How daft! There is nothing common about Jesus Christ, the Saviour. Absolutely nothing common. It's before Christ, BC. That may offend some people. That's okay, because Christ came to offend sin. When we say BC, before Christ, it may offend people, but that's okay. As we said, sin, God came, Christ came to offend sin. He came to wash it away. He came to bring freedom from the power of sin, the power of death. God the Father made a way through his Son, Jesus Christ, born on a Christmas day, a day that the angels in heaven celebrated. Hark, the herald angels sing. That hymn is all about the celebration that went on in heaven at the birth of Jesus. Even before he was born, there was a celebration in heaven. So the next time you sing, Hark, the herald angels sing, remember what you're singing. You're singing along with angels. Baby Jesus was born in a simple manger, a stable from a virgin named Mary, pure and holy. A star shone brightly in the sky to lead the wise men to the newborn King of Kings. And as they kneeled before him to worship this King, this Christ born in the flesh, they brought gifts on that first Christmas day, offerings of gold, which symbolized his kingship. Frankincense was a priestly spice to symbolize holiness and righteousness and sacrifice. Myrrh is an embalming oil. It's used to symbolize death. All were brought to bring honor to the newborn king. The scripture says they traveled from afar to bring their offerings. It was so beautiful, so simple, but how powerful. The only way to restore our relationship with our Heavenly Father, our God and Creator, a gift from him to us, life eternal available to us. Doesn't matter how much we've sinned, as soon as we repent, doesn't matter about the original sin. It was washed away when Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice on that cross. God's one and only Son, born in the flesh, the only way back to the Father. A world full of sin and hate had no hope, but he is the hope. Christmas Day is the day the world can celebrate the day of Christ our Saviour.
On that first Christmas day, the Lord was born. But so was hope. Hope was born for all mankind. The birth of redemption and love in human form. The love of God walking in the flesh with us. A love so strong and humble, he sacrificed himself for the redemption of the world. A love so strong, he conquered death and hell. A love so powerful, all the powers of darkness fell at his feet. A love so faithful that it endures forever. A love so beautiful and kind that he intercedes and prays for us when he sits at the Father's right hand. He prays for you and me. Hebrews 7:25 says, therefore he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. He is a love so gentle, he gives us a choice to repent and be saved. A love that knocks on the door and waits for us to open it. A love so mighty, it has a name, Jesus, the Saviour of the world. This Christmas is a time of celebration, because it's a reminder of that baby Jesus. He may have been born a baby in a manger on Christmas Day, but in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. No one comes to the Father except through me. That baby Jesus was born to reconcile the world to the Father through his blood shed on a cross. God the Father so loved the world that he made a way through his Son. Jesus is no longer a baby in a manger. He is victorious. His name is above all names. He is King of kings. He is above all principalities and powers. He's Lord of lords. And he paid the ultimate price for you and me, to be saved and reconciled with the Father. There is no other way. You can't earn your way to heaven. You can't do it through works. You can't say, well, I'm a good person, I try my best. Yes, we all do, but we all fall short of the glory of God. God himself knew that and made a way through his Son. Can you imagine mum's in here or dad's in here giving your son as a sacrifice? That's what our Father did for us. He gave the baby Jesus for us to be saved. Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. He's standing at the door right now. If you've never made a decision to accept Christ as your Saviour, you can do it now. You can open the door now. If you've fallen back, if you were once a Christian and you've fallen away slightly, you don't have to wait. Open the door, because he's knocking. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He is with us every day, whether we feel him or whether we don't. He is with us. He is for us. You don't have to wait. If you want to know this Saviour, if you want a relationship with the God in heaven who loves you better than any earthly father that you could ever imagine, and some of us had great fathers, some of us didn't, but there is no one like our Heavenly Father. No one. And Jesus Christ made a way. Christmas Day is a day to celebrate, because there is now a way back to our Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to wait. God loves you. Jesus loves you. He's knocking on the door and he's saying, open the door and I will come in. You can do that this morning. We're going to carry on and we're going to be singing some more hymns this morning, because we just want to praise the name of Jesus. We just want to have fun. We want to lift up God. We want to say thank you. We want to sing the old hymns. We want to speak those words that were spoken out of the Bible. We want to glorify his name. But while that's happening, if you're here in this room and you want to recommit yourself, if you want to accept Jesus for the first time in your life, come forward while that's happening and we'll pray for you. If you're online, you can do that. You just have to accept Christ and repent of your sin, and it will be taken away from you through the blood of Christ. If you need any help, if you're online, you can contact us at slough@riverchurch.org.uk. We would love to hear from you. But this morning, we are going to be singing Merry Christmas to everybody. We are going to be singing with the angels. We're going to be singing where they said, hark, the herald angels sing. Let's see if we can hear. We heard the other week with Angelina and Diewald and Mikhail and Dewey. They said they heard once angels singing in the background. Let's see if we can get them to be heard this morning. I'd love to hear them. Costas has seen them and heard them. I haven't. Mary's seen them. I haven't. I felt their presence, but I've not seen them. But I'd love to hear them sing. So let's sing this morning. We can sing together. We're going to carry on and celebrate. That's the reason we're here. We're having a Christmas service to celebrate the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We're here to lift the name of Jesus. We're here to thank God the Father for his one and only Son. There is a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit, and he loves you. He loves you more than you could ever imagine. And he's knocking at the door. And he's saying, I love you. Let me in. So if you'd like to stand, we're going to be singing some more hymns. If you do want prayer, if you want to commit yourself, come forward. If you want to recommit yourself or accept the Lord for the first time, please come over to me at the side and we will pray for you. But let's celebrate. This is a time to celebrate. Amen? Yeah.